Maar een PGS van het deze. Okay, we learned that if you have a chatzah that is arba amos by arba amos, then you don't need an uka. But a chatzah that is less than dalar amos by dalar amos, so you have to dig a hole that will hold base asayim, two saw of water, to be able to pour your water into the chatzah. Otherwise, we're afraid it's going to look like you wanted to go into a shusharabi. So the first reason is because less, more than dalaramas, if you have a chotras, more than dalaramas, people will say that you're pouring the water in because you want to dry out the chotras. Not dry it out. You want to take away the dust. That's called ziluf. Zeromar, Dalad Amas Taime, Pachos be Dalad Amas Lo Taime. Zeris says no. The Chatzar of Dalad Amas can hold the normal usage of water for one day, which is Sasai, which is Tusa. But less than Dalad Amas can't hold that, so inevitably it's going to go into Rishus HaRabi. Might be Dayu. What's the difference whether the reason is because less than Dalad Amas is not Roy to wet down the chatzar, or because less than dalad amos won't hold the normal usage for one day. The difference is, if it has the same area as dalad al dalad, but it doesn't have the same dimensions. It's 8 by 2, not 4 by 4. So the way Rashi learns is that if it's 8 by 2, it's still not fit l'ziluf. You don't wet down a chatzar that's so narrow. If it's a 4x4, it's an area that you wet down. But it still can hold that same amount of water, same area. So if the reason is because once it's 4x4, it's an area of 16, it'll hold one day's water in place, it'll be absorbed into the ground, then that same halacha applies to 8x2. But if the reason is because it's royal ziluf, it's a chatzar that you use, and you want to have it wet down so the dust doesn't rise, that's only by a chatzar that's at least 4x4, not if it's very narrow. Rashi, tiny, ma'ayot v'dalad amos, ruin libolos asayim. In a 16 square amos, it's possible for two saw of water to be contained and to be swallowed up by the ground, to be absorbed into the ground. And therefore, even if the water ends up going out into a shusharabim, because the chatzar is saturated, that's not what you intended. It's 8x2. It's the area of 16. So there's still the same area that two saw of water could be absorbed into the ground. But it's not fit for ziluf. I guess the reason is, since it's so narrow, people don't make use of that chotzer to the point where they have to wet it down for the dust. So the, Rabba. The rabba also lishbol kolouka, but b'zeiro boyuka. According to rabbas, it's the whole reason why 4x4 doesn't need an uka is because it's royal zalif. This is not royal zalif. And according to b'zeiro, the reason is that it has the area that the water could be contained. Here, the water can be contained too. Bein lamar, dalad amos demasnisim b'orach v'rochav mashma. According to both of them, the mishnah says 4x4. The shaila is that dafka or not? He lo yoyiv shiur and nami lepush ain kan shiur meforish klub. If four amos meant only one way, then there's no shiur. How much is the other way? Mashma filu rechav of mashu. The lek lok me both times. There's no reason to me four amos by nothing. So it must mean four amos by four amos in the mishnah. Tnan chotzer b'achsadra mitzdar from the dalad amos. You have a chatzar and an achsadra outside it, and each one is not four amas, but together they're four amas, they're mitzvah. The Gemara thinks now, Rashi says, achotz of achsadra mitzvah madar amas, the potram in a hookah, that doesn't need an hookah to be able to pour your water there. And right now the Gemara thinks that this achsadra is being mashed from the shear of 16 square amas, but it's only up to one side. So it's not 4 by 4, but it's 8 by 2, whatever, that would make the same square area, but not the same dimensions. Mashma that no matter how it's mashlin, as long as in the end there's 16 square amas, it's okay. That's like Rav Zeira, not like Rabba. So Tirgav Rav Zeira, leave it to Rabba. Rav Zeira answered it according to Rabba. Rav Zeira said, you're trying to bring proof to me. This is no proof. Because I could tell you that's good even according to Rabba. It's talking about an achsadra that mamish is the same dimensions, half of the chotzer. The chotzer is 2 by 2, the achsadra is 2 by 2. You put them together, you have a 4 by 4. The chotzer is 4 by 2. And the achsadra is also 4 by 2. So together they make a 4 by 4. Dalad amas al dalad amas kars of raisa amam rubos bin yivyet. Toshma. Chaser shein bo dalad amas al dalad amas ain't shofen the talk of mine b'shabas. Bishlam al rabbanicha. Beferish here. That mission just says arba amas. So it doesn't say beferish, that has to be 4 by 4. We only infer that. So maybe 8 by 2 is also okay. But here in the braisa it says beferish, 4 by 4. Mashma that has to be the dimensions. El Rav Zeira Kasha. So by Rav Zeira, you don't need 4 by 4. You just need a total of 16 square amas. Or Malacha Rav Zeira, Hamani Rabbanani. This goes according to the Rabbanan, Rashi. Dal amas al dal amas goes with Braisa. Alma Merubos Plena. The Braisa says, Beferish, you need 4 by 4. Hamani Rabbanani. The Lo Shori Le Mishum Shir Makum Blia Samayim. Right? The Rabbanan Taka don't hold. The reason is because that's the amount of area that the water could be absorbed. The Rabbanan and the Mishnah say that even if you have 100 amas, you have a pipe, it's 100 amas long, you can't pour water directly into it. So obviously they don't hold that the reason is that you need the area where the water could be contained. Because a pipe with 100 amas also has an area that the water can be contained. Am a time of didu mishum zilufu. The gabi biv megali daiti de koshovich. The la by zilufu. When you throw into a pipe, there's no idea of zilufu. The rabbanim for sure have to hold the reason is that it looks like you're, wetting down the area to keep away the dust. And that's not shayach by a pipe. So therefore you need 4 by 4. Because an area less than 4 by 4, people don't wet down to keep out the dust. The ratio of Masnisa and Belozer ben Yaakovi. However, the ratio goes according to Belozer ben Yaakov. The Omer time Mishum Shir Malkam Lablia. Kitisnan, Beeb Shu Komer Dalad Amas. The Belozer ben Yaakov holds that as long as you have an area of 4 amas, that's good enough. Because that's the area the water could conceivably be contained. Zeina Chinami. There's a machlokus in this. And Rav Zeira holds, I hold according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. But in the Chanami, there's a Rabbanan who say the reason is because of Ziluf, like Rabba. And the ratio of the Mishnah goes like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and the Rabbanan argue at this price, it goes at the Rabbanan. Mar says, my duchid Rav Zeira opi mathemasnizant Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, what forced Rav Zeira to learn his pshat? That the reason is like Zilu. And therefore the Mishnah has to go like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, not like the Rabbanan. Omer Rava, right, why don't you just say that the reason is like Rabba? And the whole Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan. Why do you have to set the Mishnah up like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? Amaro Rav Masnisa Kshise. Because the Mishnahs themselves were difficult to understand if you didn't set it up like this. My Yiridatani Chatzar Shikusa, Lisne Chatzar Shehein, but Daladamas, or Daladamas. Why not to say a Chatzar that's less than Daladamas? And leave it up to us to understand that that doesn't have to be Dalad or Dalad. It could even be 8x2. Right? But the area of Dalad al Dalad, that's why I didn't mention Dalad al Dalad. Since the Mishnah used such a strange language, which it could have said much easier, if it meant that it had to be 4x4, tell me that anything less than 4x4 is no good. Why speak about something and leave it vague? That's mashma, that you need the area, not the dimensions of the sides. Where it says, Muhammad is safe for Elazar ben Yaakov, Rachel out of Elazar ben Yaakov. The Sefer says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, that a bead that's a 4 amas cover is good enough. It doesn't have to be 4x4. So Lechara, what's it called? The ratio that is not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So the ratio should mean 4x4. Where it says, no, cooler Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Chsuri Nechsuru. The Achitani. Chatzar Shikhusa Midalad Amas. And Shofim Toka Mayim B'Shabas. Ha Dalad Amas Shofim. The whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And the idea is that as long as you have the area of 4x4, even if you don't have the dimensions of 4x4, that's good enough. Because the reason is, not because of Ziluf, but because of the water can be contained and be absorbed into the round. That's the area that you need for the water to be absorbed. My daughter observed the frushi basnisit mishum the timing maya, the shari levarach the cotton. What forced Rabzera to learn the Mishnah the way he did? That it's lav dafka 4x4, and if it's 8x2, that the reason can't be zilul, but the reason is because of absorption, and therefore 8x2 will help. And because of that, he has to say the Mishnah goes dafka going to Elazar and Yaakov. Lokman, the boy Dalad Amos group also, we should zeal of Rabbanan. Why didn't you just learn the Mishnah Pashit? That the Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan, and you need Taka 4x4. She pusa, bashma, she chosu shiura, a yesh bashir, Dalad Amos, or Dalad Amos, lochno biribua, the lochno barak, the cotton shari. Because the lochno of the Mishnah is mashma, that the ikar is the area. And if it's less than the area, it's a problem. But if it's not the same dimensions, it's still okay. If it meant to tell me you need the dimensions, tell me a chatzar is not 4x4, it's no good. Why do you have to tell me a chatzar doesn't have, that's less than the area of 4x4? The mashma shein asu yubi ribua, said. Tell me that if it's not 4x4, even if it has the square area of 4x4, it's no good. Okay, let's go on. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Biv HaKomer. If you have a pipe that's covered, 4 amas, that's good enough. Masnisen d'lo kechananya. The Mishnah doesn't go like Hananya. Titania, Hananya Omer, afilu gag mea ama lo yishbo. V'fishen ha-gag wasilu v'loa elu l'kaleya. Even if you pour it on a roof, and the roof is 100 amas square, doesn't make a difference. Because the whole reason is that the water has to be able to be contained. And on a roof, the water can't be contained. It doesn't sink into the roof. It sinks into the ground of the chatzar, but it won't sink into a roof that's made with materials that aren't absorbent. Same thing goes with a pipe. It has to be an area where the water could be contained, and that surely goes like Rav Zeira. Tana, so therefore, the Mishnah that says that as long as you have an area that the water can be contained, the Mishnah that says that the Rabbanim would say that even if it's 100 amas or even Moshe ben Yaakov doesn't go like Hananya, Rashi. Dvoki Hananya, dvoki 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 and a Gog would be usher. Gog and Shvayim lo ayu mishupoyim. Their Gogos were not on an angle. Ela chalokim. They were straight. Kehein aliyo shalonim. They're like the roof on a second story. Didn't have a slanted roof. They're talking also b'tit. And they waterproofed the roof. Maziva, the chokikin sinoros, the kaleh kishonim, the shofkim ha-shofkim shon. So if you pour water on the roof, you definitely want it to run off the roof. You don't want it to be absorbed into the roof. Tana, b'med varim amurim, b'imos ha-cham. When do you need an ukah? That's only in the summer. But during the winter, when it's rainy season, you can pour as much water into your chutzah as you want, and there's no problem. There's nothing to hold you back. My timer, Omar Rava, Adam Rotsa Sheyiv Lumayim Bimkoma. Because in the winter, you don't care if the water goes out of your chutzah. You can stay in, because there's plenty of water in the chutzah to begin with. In the summer, where the chutzah is nice, you may not want your wash water to stay in the chutzah, but in the winter you don't care. The metzvah of Amor Mitzarech Uka, Sheyivlu Ben Koman, Velo Yichbas Leiv Leivku. You don't care if they leave the chutzah or not. The Balafachi Chatzeru Mitu Nefes Domenes Me'ad Shomet. Because in the winter the chutzah anyway is a mess because of the rain. Omer Le'abaya, Vahari Shofchin, Dodem Rotsa Sheyivlu, Uktani Lo Yishpoch. I L'maisa, it says that you can't pour wastewater either. And wastewater, you don't want to leave in what's it called in your chutzah, right? Rashi, Omele Abayev Ari Shofen, Ani Shpochim Lo Labib, Oruch, Mea Amma, Sheyesh Bo Shir Li Bo Labo, the Ka'omer Abonim As Nisim Lo Yishpoch, Lahanach the Beef, Kori Shofen, Stama, Lahanach the Chutzah, Kori Mayim, Vishopamim Umezalfa, right? Things that you pour into a pipe are called Shofen, because you definitely want them out, to go through the pipe, to go out. But water that you pour into your chutzah is called water, because you don't necessarily want it to go out. Sometimes you want it to stay in the chutzah, so it waters down the dust. But here you see, shofchin, right, that the person wants to be contained. He doesn't care if it goes into the Rishus HaRabim or not, right? He wants it to, still you're not allowed to do it. When it says, Omer Leh, Hossam, L'may Nechush, by Rashi, Hossam Yimosak Shomim, L'may Nechush. If you're pouring out your water in the rainy season, what's the problem? What should you be afraid of? Imishum Kilkul Chatzero, if you're afraid that the guy doesn't want them in the chatzer, because it's going to ruin his chatzer on the kalkul of a time. In the winter, it's anyway Makulkul. There's plenty of rainwater in the chatzer as it is. And if you'll say that people are going to say, oh, this guy is bedatka pouring water to get into Rishus HaRabim, because look, his pipes are flowing water. All the pipes are flowing water because of the rain. So nobody's going to learn from there that you can pour water into Rishus HaRabim, because this guy poured it into his pipe. Maybe it's rainwater that's coming out of the pipe. Asam bi Rashi, Asam bi Mosak Shomim, Lamai Nechush. Inishum de Nichalei de Nevku, Mishum Kilku Chatzero. We're going to be afraid the guy wants the water in Rishus HaRabim out of his chatzer because he doesn't want to ruin his chatzer on the kalkul of a kind big shomim. The chatzer is anyway ruined because of rainwater. Inishum shalo yomru, Vosilam ever bi Mosakama. And if the reason is because people are going to say that, look, you see, you can pour water through pipes. And they'll do it in the summer too. Or they'll say you're allowed to pour it directly into Rishus HaRabim. What difference does it make? People will say if you pour it into a pipe and it eventually gets into Rishus HaRabim, or you pour it directly into Rishus HaRabim. And then people will do that. You don't have to worry about that. The stam tzinoros bimos hakshomim mekalkanein. The amri neke shomim ninu. People aren't going to say he poured it into the pipe to get it into Rishus HaRabim. They're going to say the pipe is flowing with rainwater. But if you pour it into a pipe during the summer, Even if the pipe has the shear that the water could be contained, and the person doesn't care if it goes into a shoes or rabbit. Here he's very happy it'll be absorbed into the pipe. Here we're afraid. People will say, well, if you can pour it into a pipe and get it into a shoes or rabbit like that, then you can pour it directly into a shoes or rabbit also. Omar Rav Nachman. He holds that even by Mosak Shomim, you need an uka. But in your Mosak Shomim, if you have an uka that holds two saw, you can put two saw. Masik saw, no single saw. If it holds only a saw, you can only put a saw. And the Tosus explains that if it holds Sasayim, you could put even more than Sasayim. You could put a million gallons. Because once it holds a sayim, the Rabbanim weren't gozer. But if it holds a saw, you can only put a saw. Otherwise, the same thing. If in a sayim, you can put a sayim, it's the exact same proportion of putting one saw into a saw. So Tosha says, no, where it's less than a sayim, you can only put what can hold. If it's a sayim or more, you can put as much as you want. Marzik saw, who could not know it shows the stopping for the saw. The high degree of air, shown that they don't need the story of Nachman, Ruka Ktana, the sheer midosa comer, Tana the price of the shori. The hypomisa of what we learned before, that in Mosak Shomim, you can pour as much as you want, that's only if you have an uka, according to Rav Nachman. In Mosak Chama, but in the summer, Masik Sasai knows no Sasai. If you have an uka that has Sasai, you can put it in Sasai. But if it's a small hookah in the Mosa Chama, you can't put anything in. When it says, the Mosa Chama, no, me, mazik saw, and isik saw, the horror in the winter, summer, why can't you put at least a saw into an hookah that holds a saw? The mice, it's not, it's clear that you're not interested in going into a shusaram. When it says, xera, till mosi lithing lay sasai, we're afraid you maybe put more. And then people will say that you want to get it out of your chatzim. Why can you put more than sasayim into a sasayim? What's the problem? In Mosak Shomim, there's nothing to be afraid of. If he could have preserved to say, he doesn't want this water in his chatzim because it's going to ruin his chatzim. So he's pouring it bedafka to get it out. And I'll pour the bedafka into a shoes or rabbin too. No, people aren't going to say that. Because he doesn't want the water out of his chatzar because it's mekulkel anyway. Because it's full of rainwater anyway. And if it's because people will say, well, if we let him pour it into a pipe, then you can pour it directly into shoes or rabbin because you see that the pipes are flowing. The pipes are flowing anyway with rainwater. So people aren't going to say the pipe is flowing with water they poured in Batafka to get into Shusarabim. They're going to say that it's flowing with rainwater. Therefore, you're allowed to pour into an uka of Beis Hashayim in the winter as much as you want. Even a kurai, because there's nothing to worry about. People aren't going to make a mistake and think that you're doing it Batafka to get into Shusarabim because there's no purpose for it. Even if you put in sasayim, because even if you put the sasayim into a saw, it's not going to come out a problem. People aren't going to say, well, if you can put extra into this uka, they're definitely going to go and flow out. And you can pour into shoes or rabbin too. Because it's clear the guy's not interested in it getting to shoes or rabbin. That's not the reason he's pouring it into the chatzar that should go into shoes or rabbin. Because there's no purpose for it. It's to get the water out of his chatzar. There's plenty of water in his chatzar because of the rain. And if it's because people are going to say, well, if you can pour into a pipe that eventually gets to shoes or rabbin, you can pour into shoes or rabbin, people aren't going to think that he poured it into the pipe. They're going to say the rainwater is what's coming out. But
the
Hari Tzidoro Shaploni, who's swearing to Meskavan Lekach, and they'll think that he did it on purpose to get the water into Shusarabim, Stam Tzinoros, during the rainy season, are anyway gushing with water. You have to have Dafka this year. But for Maisa, if you put more in, it's okay. Therefore, you can put in as much as you want. Laf Dafka Sasai. Okay. Omar Rava. You have two, scaffolds, one opposite the other, right? If there's enough area for the water to be contained, then that's good. Even if in each one there's not. Even if they made an error. Okay, Omar Leah, Omar Abaya, my timer, Ilim, Amishum, Natisha, the Maya, Vatanya achasli ukav achasli gistra brecha vareva. Afa pishnis malo mayim erev Shabbos shofim atoka mayim b'Shabbos. Right? What shafil hir vushteo elios. The lekel lemechish ishori lu lohani ayide uka the hana vasi lafuke mani min abatin ularidim lechotzer behedya at shvasa uka baragleyem the komatavti befotzer the lo ma'ariv afilu hachi osu. The Gemara says, like, if you have what's it called, two aliyahs, and they're mitzaref together, so what's it called? Shoot, let me say this. The chen shnei diutos, zu keneged zu, mitzos and osu ukuka, some of them made an uka, and the other ones didn't. The one that made an uka can throw their water, and the one that didn't can't. So, what's it called? Abaya said, Rava said, even if they have an Erev, still the ones that made the Uka can pour the water, and the ones that didn't make the Uka can't pour the water, even though they have an Erev. So Abaya says, what's the reason? If it's because too much water, right, they made an Erev, but it's too much water, right, doesn't have to be an Uka. Gistra, Recha, Reva, even if it's filled up, you can still pour more. So why shouldn't even the people who didn't make the hookah be able to pour in? There's no shear of water. Because now we have two households, and each one will hold sasai. So if they made an hookah that will hold two saw, that's only good for one family. It's not good for two families. Versus that can't be the reason. Gistrikli cherishanista. Doesn't have to be dafkanuka. It can be a half a bathtub that's in the ground. Right? That's called gistra. It's not fit for anything else. Or a brecha. You dig a canal. Chritz rocha, cane beaver, shoslim dagin, a canal for fish. A reva, sninaktan, or a little boat. Whatever you have that could contain water is fine. And even if it's going to hold more than sasayim, you're going to pour in four saw. It's also good. So if they made an Erev, why can't the other family pour their water into the first guy's uka? And it can't be because there's too much water, because there's no shear of how much water. Once you have an uka that holds space aside, we're not afraid anymore of what people are going to say that you're not the one into Shusarab. Eli Yitmar Rafi Yitmar. Omar Rava, Lo Shonu El Shalodir. Rava said the only time that the ones who can't use the uka, if they didn't make it, is that there's no Eruv. Aval Eruv Mutarim. But if they made an Eruv, then both families can use the one family's uka. The Chilo Eruv my time alone. If they didn't make an Eruv, what's the reason they can't do it? Because in the Chatzar you're allowed to Matalto. Just not allowed to carry from the bias into the Chatzar. But if you didn't make an Eruv, in the Chatzar itself you can carry. So why shouldn't they be able to throw their wastewater in the chotzer into the uka? Not from the house. The what's in the chotzer. Ravashi, gzera demosi lafuki bimani debatim lahasa. Because we're afraid that if we let the guy throw the wastewater of the chotzer into the uka, he's going to forget and take his wastewater from the house
and throw it into the ukah, and that's taka asher, since they didn't make an eruv.
You'll take the water in kalim from the house and bring it to here. And that's asher. You'll bring it, your kalim from the house, to take this waste water and throw it into the ukah. Hadron lachitza mishtatzin, hadron lachitza mishtatzin, hadron lachitza mishtatzin.